Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop 2022. Happy New Year. I recorded a fabulous show with one of your favorites, Justin Martindale, which you will hear in just a little bit. I just wanted to update you on a couple things that happened over the weekend. I'm recording out of town right now with my kids, hopefully skiing soon, and a couple things that you'd find juicy. Vicki Gulvenson's former boyfriend, governor of California candidate, Steve Lodge, also brother to Roger Lodge, host of the greatest show on earth, Blind Date, has announced he's engaged to his 37-year-old girlfriend. He is 63. She is 37. She's a teacher in Orange County. And I believe this is the woman that Vicki referred to when she exposed the fact that she was blindsided by him breaking up with her. He said, I believe she said it in a comment under a post that Tamara posted, supporting Vicki, saying, "I'm shocked. He's gallivanted around town with a 36-year-old girlfriend. He took her to my condo." He then said, "This isn't true. We've been broken up for a long time." I think he maybe even said he had his own condo. Anyway, they became official basically with the engagement. I believe they got engaged. They came just within, I don't know, a couple days. They are engaged. Like I said, he's 63. She's 36. She's a very pretty blonde. She's 37, actually. I mean, that is 26-year age difference. And if you listen to my Patreon, I've talked about that this is a challenging relationship. I'm not saying it won't last forever. I believe that that large of an age difference has challenges, maybe not now, but later on. Anyway, I think it will make the whole new show coming out with Vicki and Tamara and Jill Zarin and Dorinda, where they go to the Berkshires and we see her actually struggling through that breakup. I think that'll be very interesting to watch. Anyway, it does kind of suck for her. Hopefully she's doing great. She posted a photo with some other cute guy. Well, I don't know if he was that cute, but she posted another photo of some guy with her. So maybe she's moved on. But thought that was juicy. Also in Housewives juice, it's about Tom, Luann's ex-husband, the famous Tom that dated Sonia and Ramona at one point, has been dating this woman. I believe she's a decorator, looks to be pretty classy. Anyway, according to her Instagram, they are in fact engaged as well. So lots of engagements happened over the holidays. And then there was the juiciest thing that came out yesterday on Reddit about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I don't know if you're watching that. This is just, the show is crazy. Meredith wore the worst outfit I've ever seen of any housewife in the world. It was a blazer with large pink feathers attached to it and then feathers at the bottom of a bell-bottom, like, so it was like a Pepto-Bismol pink suit with feathers. I don't know if this is a Brooks Marks original. I was aware that only Brooks Marks wore stuff where he'd write his name on masking tape and attach it across a blazer or on the side. I'm not sure. But hey, I love Meredith and I love Brooks. I don't know who did this outfit. It wasn't her best look. She has lots of good looks. This was not one of them. And they go to this party for Whitney Rose. And Whitney is like, "I'm just here to say I'm so impressed that all of you have always supported me and my husband with this rebrand." So I guess in this particular party, we actually see the products. I'm excited to try her skincare. Everyone besides Meredith had a pretty good outfit on. And Mary gets confronted for saying that she loves Jenny's slanted eyes. And then she's also confronted that she referred to Jen as a Mexican thug. And or part cartel or something. Anyway, she has the worst grammar ever. She can't speak. She's so odd. like I said, I cannot believe people ever attended her church services. But the more I find out, I really don't know how often she was like on the pulpit. But as far as all the Bravo stars that have gotten in trouble for making racist comments and their illegal doings, I definitely think Mary is the worst one they've ever hired. But I have to say, the weirdness is something hard to turn away from, but it is very strange to watch. She's a very odd person. I don't think she's has much of an education either. Anyway, I'm coming to Sundance, so I might see some of these women. I don't know. That's at the end of the month. But now let's get into all the other juice, including the latest about My Life by Holiday. And of course, and just like that, we cover the latest with Justin, get his opinion, and a bunch of other hot topics. So here we go with the first Tuesday of 2022 Juicy Scoop. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have one of your favorites to ring in the new year, Justin Martindale.
Happy New Year.
So, you know, we just want to start out the show that we're very sad about Betty White.
I know.
I mean, we're sad. I'm not, listen, the 100-year birthday was going to be January 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there were some big events planned. I didn't even know she was sick. I just, every time I saw her, she just looked as great as she has for the last 20 years.
I don't know if she was sick. She was 99, you know?
I mean, but I have to say, I hope she wasn't sick.
I know.
I hope she literally just didn't wake up on Friday.
I mean, I want her, like, when I think of Betty White, I think of just this amazing career, this amazing legacy, like the last of the Golden Girls, this comedic genius. You know, she was breaking boundaries in 1922. When she was born, but yeah. Also, like, I mean, she had, like, the first, like, person of color on her show, like, back in the day, which was unheard of. Like, she was an animal activist, and I want to picture her, like, Rose in Titanic.
Yes.
Rose! And she played Rose on Golden Girls!
Right.
Like, warm in her bed with all her pictures of, like, the years gone by just, you know, throwing the heart of the ocean in the Atlantic.
Had a perfect life.
Oh my God.
And, you know,
touched so many people.
Of course, the people that were doing that production that were supposed to happen for her 100th birthday. Not a great day for them.
And the cover of People magazine, like, hey, I'm about to turn 100.
Well, they'll just change
That's
it.
That's the joke. I think she left on a joke, like, gotcha, bitches.
Yes, I did. You know? Yeah. They'll still have the whole article, because the whole article is probably about her life.
Yeah.
I mean, these people have had you know, I always remember that from, like, people that worked in news. They'd always have to have, like, the whole obitch packet, like, mm-hmm. ready to go
mm-hmm.
for any minute this might happen, like, have all the footage lined up and what they might say. So, but
I'm just gonna say, like, I'm glad she's gone. Not like in that way, but I think now Twitter, because every time she trends on Twitter, everyone's like, it's like pins and needles. And now it's like, let her go. She had an amazing life. She's an amazing legacy. And
yeah,
and we'll be hearing thank you for being a friend for weeks to come.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Well, let's get into it.
Sure.
Happy
Welcome new year.
To a new year of Juicy Scoop. Mm,
it's an honor. You know, it's been raining. I get here, the sun is shining again. I'm honored.
We are recording this on New Year's Eve, Friday, New Year's Eve. And you were going to ask me what I was doing. And yes, I have some plans.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to Mastro's in Malibu. And we are taking our sons.
Good.
It's just a foursome. Family delight. Who doesn't like a filet and a
good foursome family delight?
I mean, you know, we'll be home well before the ball drops.
Yeah.
Also, we have designated driver. Our son will drive us through the scary canyons. And Peter and I have already decided what we're going to order to drink.
As you should. What are you having?
Well, you know, it's been a lot of nights of being so excited to be at a fancy steak restaurant and making the wrong choice.
Okay.
I made the correct choice. No, I didn't make the correct choice at my Christmas party.
Oh, right.
Okay. So the correct choice, I believe, will be fancy martini.
Yes.
And then a really nice glass of Chardonnay, and that's it.
That's it? Just two?
We're not sharing a bottle, and I'm not going from vodka to red wine mixed with steak and a butter cake. That's where I make the mistake.
That's where you wake up hurting.
Yes. So I'm going to go for like a cucumber fancy martini.
Ooh.
I'm going to go for a seafood type of appetizer and then just a small filet, but I'm going to stick with white wine. It's going from the vodka to the red.
That's where it gets you.
That's where it gets me. Yeah. And so we've already decided what we're ordering to drink.
so that we don't start off the year horribly. And so hopefully it'll be fun. And what are you doing?
I am going to stick with you on this martini route.
Okay.
I'm going to go have a nice little house celebration with some friends and their family, just
yes.
a group of really close friends. And I'm probably going to do, I'm in this like weird Hendrix gin martini kind of phase.
Nice. I like it.
A little bit of dirty in it.
Yeah, go.
A little bit of blue cheese olives.
And so,
I think I'm going to do 2 or 12 as well.
Good. Good. I say go for it. And, you know, you were saying your boyfriend has gotten the COVID. Was this the first time he got COVID?
Yes.
So he was a virgin prior to this time.
Yes.
And how many times have you had COVID?
72 and okay. counting. Yes. I love traveling.
So you've had it once or twice since the beginning?
I think I've had it twice. I think okay. I had it like back in 2020, like back in February, but then I had it in October. Yeah.
So don't mean to brag.
Sure.
Still have yet to get it.
Ooh, girl.
I have been gotten both my vaccines of Pfizer, but now I am now eligible for the booster. My son just got the booster yesterday. I tried to tag on his to get the shot. The guy said no.
Oh, to get like a free one?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
My son woke up in so much pain today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His foot is weird and his arm is sore and he'll be fine
in
a day.
That's gangrene.
Yeah. But he's, you know, hey, some people, I'm like, well, what are you going to do now? And he's just like, oh my God, this is just so.
It sucks.
But I attempted to get my booster and I want to tell you my story.
Sure. Go in.
I think you will like it.
Okay.
I saved it just for you. Okay.
Were you in disguise?
No. So first of all, I did the whole thing trying to get an appointment.
Uh-huh.
Could not get one. I mean, I'm in Woodland Hills, people in New California. I went to I looked at Malibu, Thousand Oaks, like everywhere. So then as I was talking about it, your phone listens to you, which is always nice. And then I got a text from the government, california.gov, whatever. Here are places you can go that you don't have to have an appointment, Heather. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Thanks, phone.
So I clicked on that. And I found this, the first place this was on, I think, Tuesday afternoon. So Tuesday afternoon, I go, and it's like this park, okay? So it's in a park in Encino. So I go, this is it. It's raining, and I see all the people waiting in line very close together to get their booster shot. And I'm like, this is a really long line. So I look, and I see there's a couple places in Reseda that I can go tomorrow between 9 and 2. I'm like, I'm going to go tomorrow. I have no, if I don't feel good, I have nothing planned. It's still Wednesday. I'll still be recovered if I get sick.
It's rainy.
By Friday.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm down to have naps and have the chills. I'm
That's
actually
the best time.
Actually looking forward to it. The last time I was sick in the last 20 years was after the second shot. Okay. Have not been sick in 20 years.
Wow.
Not kidding. Because I've been getting the flu shot for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't get sick. So this is great. I'm kind of looking forward to like a nap. So I mean, I'm planning this all out. So then I wake up and I go to the first place, raining hard Wednesday in Reseda. And I turn down. Now I'm in a residential street and I'm like, wait a minute. The thing is telling me it's to the right. And I park my car and it's this kind of small, weird building. And I see that it's a treatment center, like for drug addicts.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So I go in and I see a couple people that I guess are waiting in line for, I thought the booster, maybe to whatever. And I walk into the girl and I go, hi, I'm here to get the booster shot. And she goes, oh, this isn't the right window. It's that window. And literally the window's next door. And she just goes to the next window. She's like, can I help you? I swear to God. I go, yeah. I go, my phone told me, because it was listening to me, that I can get my booster here. Also weird that like, even though I got double Pfizer, they're like, no, get Moderna now.
You
it doesn't
can mix
matter.
It. Mix and match.
It's a cocktail.
Patterns,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Patterns and rainbows. My mom used to always say red and pink don't go together. Now they do.
Now they
go.
Do.
So I'm like, yeah, I guess whatever, because Moderna, I'll take a Moderna or whatever you got on tap, you know, like give it to me. So like, and she goes, well, we run out. We don't have any today, but our sister location does have it, and they're open till 2 today giving out the shots. I go, okay, give me the address. So now it's also, you know, not too far away. So I start going down Reseda, make a run on Oxnard. It's across from the place where we got our chickens. So, okay. So I go and I see this line about 10 people outside of this building that kind of looks like the police station that I used to have to do the exchanges with my stepdaughter and her bio mom. So I'm like, oh, I'm used to this kind of vibe. So I'm like, okay. So then I go, I park around the back, and I see there's like a yard that's attached to the back of this building, and there's these guys waiting in line, and there's someone in this little shed, like almost like a play shed or like a tool shed, and people have paperwork, and they're giving stuff out to these people. And
crack
I'm like,
house.
This is where I'm going to get the shot. Okay, they say I need the shot. Okay, so I park. I'm like, don't question. What are you, a fucking Trumper? Go get your shot, yeah. You piece of shit.
Yeah.
So I park the car.
This is a sister location.
Yeah, I park the car.
Sister wife location.
Yeah, walking through the rain, I see this woman with her young son. He looks about 16. He's got his mask on. He's going ahead of us. And I get up to the thing, and I see all the people, again, not following the 6 feet apart thing, but waiting in line. I see some people with, like, you know, paperwork, some bags of clothes, this and that. And the lady comes out with her temperature. I go, oh, okay, that's good. They're making sure you have a temperature before you walk in to get your shot. And then she's like, talking to people. And she's like, okay, are you ready? You got everything? Come on in. So this person goes in. And then I'm like, hi, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm here to get, you know, a shot. And they're like, are you on the list? And I said, no. They said that I could just come and wait in line. They're like, well, I don't know if we have room or what. So good luck today. So I'm waiting and waiting, and these guys are kind of like, they're checking me out, and you know, I've got my hoodie on and my jacket, and you know, it's raining. I'm looking around, I'm looking inside the building. These two people are sharing an Orange Crush and seeing all the signs about, you know, how to detect human trafficking and sex trafficking.
Oh, right. Safe.
And then another guy comes out and he's like talking to people, and I go, excuse me, are you giving out the booster shots, you know, today? Because they said that you were. And he's like, I don't know. Do you have an appointment? And I'm like, no, but they said your sister location said I could come here. And he goes, yeah, okay, well, you got to wait in line. And then you're going to go in. And if you go in that small room, then ask them if they'll give you the if they'll do it. It's not my department. You know,
God, just give me COVID already.
I know.
You're like, the virus is in my body at this point.
So then this lady with the young son who turns around, and now I'm thinking, oh my God, everybody in this line is hoping to get a bed for 30 days to detox. That's what they're going in for. And I'm like, what if I go in the wrong line?
Mm-hmm.
And then they like take my phone, like, we need to take your phone before we give you the shot or whatever. But I think but that's probably what they do to rehab people, is take their phone. I'm like, and then I'm just keep asking for the shot. And they're like, bitch, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
You had too many shots on the streets.
Yeah.
Now get out. So I'm like, oh my God. And I look at this tiny room and I'm like, Heather, fucking, it's 2022. You're old. For once in your fucking life, listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? And then this woman turns around, the one with the teenage son, who now I'm like, this is so sad that she's bringing her son to go to rehab. Mm-hmm. You know, this is so sad. I'm so grateful my kids aren't drug addicts. And she's like, I've been here 4 days in a row. And I'm like, oh my God. And you're just trying to get your son to rehab? And she's like, to get the shot. And she goes, but you have to have an appointment. And I'm like, and all of a sudden, I'm just like, run. And I just literally start running back to my car. And the drug addict is like, run, girl, run. Get the hell out of here.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Like running through the rain.
What is this dope sick hell
and
you're
I
in?
And I get in my car, which I'm lucky enough to have a nice car. And I fucking haul ass out of Reseda. And I'm
just grabbing your pearls.
But I was just like, what was I like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
At a certain point, like, I'm still down to get the booster. Stop your letters, okay? But really, what the fuck is happening? Like, I was about to enter a rehab with people, unfortunately, that are suffering, that could have been living on the streets. I was about to go into the room with them.
In a park.
In the tiny room. No, but where they're doing, in a tiny, tiny room, yeah, with just this mask that they said doesn't even work anymore, to get the shot, to hope not to get.
What have we learned from this? Don't let your phone hear you. Don't listen to text messages from the government.
So I guess I'll get the shot next week. Mm-hmm. Because those appointments, and hopefully it'll be less of a mess. And
it's not, here's the thing. I'm glad you're safe. But honestly, just get the booster. I'm so over people posting their stories about what it does to them and how they feel.
I'm looking forward.
I did it and I slept.
I had a great nap. To the nap.
Oh, everyone's like, my arm and my side effects and my shirt is drenched. And it's between that and the 2021 year wrap up on Instagram. I'm just like, just give me COVID and call it a day.
Yeah, but, you know, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I tried, everybody.
I
dedicated hours to try to get this shot. Then my friend goes, why don't you just, you know, you're pretty popular. Why don't you just go on Instagram and say, is there someone that's got the booster?
Yeah.
That I can just, like, a juicy scooper.
Uh-huh.
I can just drive up and you just shoot it in my arm. Like, it's pretty hard to get right now. And I tried. I went to two rehabs. I'm so COVID scared about people trying to cancel me that I didn't get this booster that I was ready to enter a rehab. For 30 days.
For your listeners.
My listeners. Uh-huh. But then I remembered I'm going to Mastro's and I need to order those two drinks.
Yes. And that's it.
Cucumber martini and then a Rumbauer Chardonnay. But that's it.
See, I kind of like prostituted myself a little bit.
How?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Yes. I went with my boyfriend. He was getting his booster.
Yes.
Before we went to New York over the holidays. So we went into this like Walgreens over like on like Santa Monica, like way, way east of like La Brea.
Okay.
And so we went in there to get his and he was like, well, let's just see if like we can get an extra one, right? And so he gets his and he's like, yeah, if you've got any. It was like so like speakeasy where it was like, if you got an extra one, you know, this is, you know, he wants one too. And I realized that the pharmaceutical guy was like gay.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, if you got like an extra one.
Did you get an extra one?
That'd be like really awesome if you could help me out. I'm about to travel real soon. And he was like, let me check. And I was like, yes. And he's like, all we have is Moderna, but you can mix and match it. I'm like, yes, polka dots and stripes. Let's do this. And yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Humble brag.
Just to show you.
You have your park fantasy.
Just to show you how unfair LA is and why it pays to be a hot gay guy, I brought my teenage son in there. Who's cute, but for all intents and purposes, still appears to be very straight, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it was a woman, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in there, and he had an appointment. This was yesterday. You know, and I'm like, I've been to two drug rehabs and a park.
Yeah.
Trying to get this fucking shot.
Rusty needles.
I go to my home Target, CVS, and I go, he has, you know, and even my son, he's talking for me. He's like, can my mom get it? You know, she's been to two rehabs.
All she wants for Christmas is a booster shot. It's like Tiny Tim.
Goes,
can you help my mama?
She's like, no.
No.
And I go, okay. She goes, but so you're telling me not one person flaked yesterday.
Right.
You don't have an extra dot drop for me. And then she explained, no, we get one capsule for the day. And it's not good tomorrow. So whatever we have for this day, we have to save for the people who have the appointments. And so far, everyone has showed up. So no, you can't have the shot. So then I go, okay, so Drake, I'm going to go get some makeup. You get your shot. And then he's like, okay, just come over. But then I go get him. And I'm like, all right, so now you have to sit for 15 minutes. He's like, no, I'm not fucking doing it. Like, what do you mean you're not going to sit for 15 minutes? And then I was like, yeah, why does he have to sit for 15 minutes? So anyway, so that's another thing. Get on me. He didn't sit for 15 minutes.
I mean, that's the thing.
We drove home.
It's like, it's literally the Titanic sinking. It's like you have to put on a disguise to get on the lifeboats to like, oh, yes, I'm first class. Yes, this is my child. It's all she's all she means to me. Yeah, it's so insane. It's but once you get it, you're going to get it.
Anyway,
you'll be
also,
brave.
if you got the hookup for the booster and you're a juicy scooper and I can just walk in.
DM Heather.
I'm ready. Okay, I'll drive within 20 minutes of my home. Let's talk about what I've been obsessed with. Of course, and just like that, we have not heard Justin's take yet. We are going to talk about episode 5. Please, listen, I'm just saying a spoiler alert. This is airing Tuesday. You better have seen it by now if you're a juicy scooper. Finally, the thing we've been waiting for. Miranda got fingered by Che.
Oh, thank God. And it was, I just say, and just like that,
ugh.
What an aggressive finger bang. I never thought that Miranda would turn into a Yeti.
What
in
is
a kitchen,
what is a Yeti?
Like an abominable snowman. She was like, I was like, is she being kidnapped? What's happening? And Shay, I'm so glad she had her comedy concert. That phrase is just wearing me out.
I can't. And it's, yeah, they had their comedy concert.
They had a comedy concert.
So I just want to say, you know, I walked into my office today and, you know, Annie, who works for me, you know, it was a total delight, and she was watching the latest episode in order to be working on the show. And unbeknownst to her, I started to film her reaction to the fingering.
Good.
And I just thought, you know, the only thing that's not making me feel bad is that her mom is a Juicy Scooper. Otherwise, I would feel like, what kind of sick operation am I running?
Yeah.
She just graduated from college. Is she ready?
Welcome to the real world, kid.
Yeah. Is she, like, this is part of her job.
We pee in Snapple bottles. I just love how this episode was the Red Wedding, like, episode. Like, Game of Thrones had the Red Wedding,
yeah. Okay.
And this was like the, like, Miranda just getting blasted.
There's so much to discuss. So, you know, I think there's been different things that I've heard. And actually, Lala Kent, who's a friend of mine, she called me and she just said, I just want to chime in on my thoughts of why you said it's not. And, you know, she's 30. So she's like, I think that we liked seeing, you know, she liked watching it once it was already kind of old. And she liked seeing the girls not be on social media, not be on their cell phones all the time, go on these real dates. For her and her generation, that's like a comforting thing to watch. It's almost like I was thinking, because have you watched Being the Ricardos?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I Love Lucy was something we watched as kids, and my sister and I used to be like, she's just like mom. Like, we had a really funny mom, and, you know, obviously I'm a funny girl. I loved it. I loved watching, you know, everything about it, watch every episode.
Yeah.
And, but like, I was thinking, well, if all of a sudden now I had to see Lucy, like, drop into this world and, like, Fred's transitioning.
Yeah.
I just don't think I want to see that. Like, I get, like, I literally feel like these, what happens is all these women were in a full-blown coma for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Frozen.
They dropped in the world in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we've all gotten over the fact of the they, them pronouns and people transitioning, and it's all coming up at them at once 5 years a little bit later than a New Yorker would experience.
Yeah.
Like, I have to say, I was thinking, because I was like, oh my God, there's just so much going on, you know, between she now, Miranda being with the
non-binary comic concert performer.
Podcaster. Oh, and which
by the way, I saw. I was listening to the episode with Chris when y'all were talking, or it was no. Who was it? Who were you with? It was Wendy, right? When you were talking about the comedy concert, the joke was right there. Her special was called Check the Box.
Yeah.
It should have been Check the Box. That was the joke the whole time. It wasn't Check the Box. It should have been Check the box. Check the box.
Well, I'm sorry you're not on the marketing committee.
I mean, my God. I mean, and it was just, and yeah, again, an hour comedy special with no seats. Get out of here.
I mean, so, but what I was saying is.
And Fred's transitioning? Wah! From being the Ricardos.
Literally, if I had a full budget show, we would be doing a sketch right now. That I Love Lucy has come back just like Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
The storylines are Fred is transitioning.
Yes.
Ethel
is, Ethel could be questioning everything. She could be the Miranda.
Right. Well, we have, Lucy was ahead of her time because she was married to a Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a serial cheater.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he doing? Entering sex?
Open relationship.
Oh, yes. They're having an open relationship, and definitely Lucy and Ethel, like, finger-banging each other one night.
In the kitchen.
Yes, in the kitchen. And there really were no other characters in that show, so they have to get more like friends or whatever. Yeah.
They need more friends. They need more friends. Like Charlotte had friends. Yes,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but I want to say, as I was watching also in the show, besides Miranda getting with Shay, and when Miranda's making her cocktail after she was, you know, after she had her sex with you know.
She was making a Negroni. Yeah.
She was making a cocktail.
Is it weird that I knew that?
And she's listening. Yes. She's listening to the podcast. So I kind of tried to listen to the hilarious podcast again. And Che is talking about how, like, oh, I mean, when you're, you know, when you're gender fluid and you can be attracted to anybody. I mean, I was dating this woman once. Just don't be an asshole. And then I was dating this man. And then I was dating this woman who was transitioning. And she was transitioning to an asshole. And Miranda's like, mm-hmm. So funny. And I was like, I do think that would be hard to be then with someone. Like, if they become a couple, is then, I mean, if you're with someone who's a straight person or a gay person, and then, like, a hot, okay, so say you're straight and your husband's straight, maybe you'll be a little bit threatened by the new girl at his office or something. Mm-hmm. Or maybe be like, hmm. But now imagine if you're dating Shay, you have to be worried about every single podcast guest, the gas station attendant, the girl that's walking down the street, the guy that's walking down the street. Like, that's just a lot. And I feel like Shay's just so good at, like, getting straight women off. Like, she ha- like a-
she is. She knows what's up. I'm sorry, they know what's up.
Yes.
They know what's up because even in the comedy concert.
Yes.
They were like, who's fucked me? Who have I fucked? So I'm like, oh, this is your thing.
Yeah.
And there are people who go out and like, I'm going to hook up with this person and let them like, you know, mess with their minds a little bit, I guess. But my heart goes out to Deaf Steve.
Oh.
What's he supposed to do? He's out. He can't hear. He's just stepping on his son's crunchy socks all day.
Yeah.
Like, God.
That is the worst. What kid?
What kid?
Wants to bone while their parents are next door.
Like, with the headboard next to their room.
Even if you give your kid permission, I'm guessing for people that even give their kids permission, the only person I knew who gave their kid permission had such a huge house that would never be the case. And it was, like, very respectful. But the kid, like, you don't want to see your own parents make out.
No.
Do you want your parents to know that you're having an orgasm?
No.
I mean, who is this? And then she's like, oh, your strawberry lube showed up.
Your strawberry lube and your socks.
Ugh.
I'd be like, bitch, get out of my house.
I know.
Where's your family? Does your family know that you're here, like, boning my son all day?
And I'm also like, what? You know what? Why don't you throw in another trigger?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about sex trafficking, Miranda? Maybe you're actually sex trafficking this chick.
Yeah.
This 17-year-old girl that's at your house every day boning her son.
Yeah. And why is, like...
And you're providing the lube?
Yeah. And
like,
why...
hello, Ghislaine.
And why is Miranda's son like the Pete Davidson of Just Like That? It's so weird. He's is he just like a massive tripod and like, you know? God.
So a couple of things that happened in the show I want to cover is so she does the podcast while she's recovers from her hip replacement. By the way, getting her hip replacement.
And really, she's not old.
And but then you're wearing pearls and an old grandma sweater over. Here's the thing. She always wore grandma-y type weird clothes she wasn't a grandma. And I was telling Annie, there's certain things as I get older that she can wear that I can't because it's going to be interpreted different on me. Leopard stuff.
Okay.
A certain kind of leopard stuff. If it's a hot leopard something, it works. If it's a leopard bikini, yes. If it's like a leopard scarf around my neck... Chicos.
Matronly, yes.
Pilates pants on someone cute, on someone like me with like a duster, it can look Chicos.
Yeah.
You have to just kind of, so now, like, she should not be wearing pearls ever again.
Yeah, or those like sandals and socks. Like, she was wearing like her designer heels, wasn't she, when she was getting checked?
Yes.
Like, there was something where she was in her shoes.
Yeah. And so, anyway, then she, so that whole thing was disturbing. And then, But then, okay, so also about gender. So now we also have
Rose
becoming Rock. Charlotte's daughter is, you know, told everyone at school that her name was Rock, but never told her parents. And I think it's just a lot. Like, I think people are like, okay, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
And in their defense, I don't think that this couldn't all be happening to this group of people at the same time. Because in my own life... You know, I my friend's husband became a woman. Kris Jenner's mm-hmm. husband became a woman. And my other friend's daughter is now a man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were all friends. And we all went to, like, the screening of the first Kardashians together at their house. And that child, who is now identifies as a man, was a girl who opened the door. And Caitlyn was Bruce, the same. So, like, we're all in the same house together. I'm just saying, like, it's not, like, unheard of that these stories would be happening at the same time. But I'm just like, can we have any other storylines?
Right.
Like, I want to go back to you dating guys, and they all – and there's bonuses. And, you know, like, what was fun about it is, like, you know, Samantha dating a really old guy or a really young guy or the guy that you kind of thought might be gay. Or, like, there were so many fun storyline.
Yeah,
we're not getting any of that.
Yeah, I also feel kind of bad because who's the gay partner to the one who passed away? They were like
Sanford and what's his
Anthony?
Name? Anthony.
Yes.
That is his character name. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, okay, he went to Tokyo. Bye. I was like, wow, that was real quick. He wants a divorce. Okay, cool. Bye. Like, it's just weird. And I think that's what they did at the end of the episode. Hate to jump. How they were like, you know, she gets the rehab from her hot physical therapist who she's like, oh, your insurance doesn't cover it. And she's like, well, as a woman in the city, I'm willing to pay out of pocket.
Right.
Which, good for her. She can do that. And just like that, 3 months later, I was back in my shoes. So I think that's what they're doing is being like, now we can jump 3 months ahead.
I'm praying because I'm not going to stop watching
yes.
it. And I'm ready to actually enjoy
it. So I think we're going to have Miranda in a program. Rock is going to be...
No, I don't think she's going to need a program because she already threw out the alcohol.
Because she bought herself an Amazon book.
But I also... yeah.
And she's like, Charlotte bought this for me. Oh, wait, I did in a blackout.
I have to say, I'm hoping that Shay just kind of awoken her sexuality, but I do not want to see them as a couple.
No. She can't do that.
I want
to
see
Steve.
Her out and dating. Maybe explore sexuality with women again, but also let's see her go on some like dates of all different types. But I do not want to see her in a relationship with Shay.
But Shay, is it Shay or Shay?
I don't know.
Whatever. I think if Shay's a real comedian, 3 months goes by, bitch is getting canceled. Just saying. There's going to be a community of people who said, enough.
Yeah.
And Shay will be...
I definitely don't think Shay is coming back next season. Now, there's been talk that they've stopped the talks right here. And just like that, season two discussion stopped amid Chris Noth's scandal.
For what?
I don't know.
He's dead.
I know. I think it's coming back. I mean, people are watching it. It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, no, it's coming back.
So, and I'm down for it to come back. I mean, mm-hmm. I love talking about it on my show. I love getting angry at it.
Yeah,
I love cringing
it's a good
at it.
Show, and I'm mad myself because I saw the first one and went,
it's
no.
It's invoking passion.
Yes.
So who cares?
And I like that they're trying. They've been gone for a while. And again, they're getting hit left and right with all the stuff that they've been missing. Like they've been in a time capsule.
Yeah.
And COVID happened. And they're like, oh, what's the outside world? Like they've emerged from their, you know, cubicles. And like, you know, I at first I was kind of like, okay, here we go. Yes, 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 yes. But now I'm kind of like, I hate to admit it, that I'm kind of enjoying it. And I will say, my favorite character of the show is Samantha, who is not there, but she's there.
I'm not, but I'm in spirit, darling.
I know she's there in spirit. I mean,
so let me tell you what happened.
Please do.
I'm so glad we could talk, Justin.
Thank you. It's been a while.
So, you know, I mentioned I'm aware that Carrie's doing this little podcast thing, which I'm sorry, I don't find funny at all. But I had a girlfriend who listens to it who let me know that she mentioned me the other day about a funny little thing that happened one time when her diaphragm was stuck up her vagina. As a good friend, as I've always been, I got in there.
Yeah.
And I was experienced. As you know, I had a brief lesbian relationship with an Argentinian artist who just wanted to take baths all the time, and I was boring. So anyway, lo and behold, Carrie texts me, and of course I'm not upset. I'm not jealous. I want everybody to thrive. So I wrote her a quip little thing back. No problem, darling. One of my finest moments. Glad your vagina's getting airtime. And then...
What? Oh, right, because... I mean, you've done so much for the girls this season. You bought the flowers for Big's funeral.
I mean, come on. I wish them all well, but do I want to be there? Hell no.
But what was going through your mind? I mean, I feel like it takes a lot to forgive a friend, whatever those differences were. Now, when Carrie texted you, "I miss you," and those three little dots showed up, what changed your mind with, like, not responding?
Justin, I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
The truth is, I don't miss her.
Oh, wow.
And so first I started to write what I really wanted to write. Mm-hmm.
Which was?
Carrie, you have been a narcissistic asshole for 25 years. And I have put up with it. I have been there. You've made snarky remarks about my age. Abu Dhabi was the worst trip I've ever been on in my life.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I'm literally 5 years older than you, and you've been digging about my age for all these years. I don't think you support my sexuality, my friendships, until it's convenient for you.
Oh, wow.
So I went to some therapy, and I finally realized I don't need Carrie in my life. And the more time that passed, the more I'm, like, just good with a text here or there. I'm very sad that she's single and that she broke her hip and that she's hobbling around and that
pissing her own bed.
Yes, and that I'm happy for Miranda finally getting fingered by Jay. But you know, I stopped typing because I really just didn't want that conversation to continue.
Yeah.
I'm not saying forever. I'm just saying for now.
And just like that, Samantha has spoken. See, it's good that
I think you
have therapy, but I think for you, Samantha, you're having carapy. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that pun. Because remember when they were the night before they were supposed to get married, her and Big, I said, and here's to the guy who got carried away. And then I hear that just in the other episode, and no one brought this up, that Miranda, after getting fingered by Che, said, I got carried away. I'm like, bitch, that was my line.
You were the best part of the show. We need you to come back for season two, Samantha. We need you.
Well, did you know that I'm going to make a new appearance in a new city, not too far from London? That's right. The rumor is I'm joining Emily in Paris.
Okay.
So this is the rumor from New York Post that Sex and the City's Samantha will be – fans think that Samantha and a baby, I guess Emily gets pregnant, will be coming to – Emily in Paris. I did not know that this is a Darren Star show.
Kim Cattrall is a goddamn genius. I love her. What?
Now, I am not watching Emily in Paris, but Annie told me it's this girl, Emily, is boning three different people at the same time.
Sure.
Which sounds very Samantha.
Yeah.
So I would love to see Samantha be, you know, the sexually fluid, exuberant, enthusiastic aunt that comes and does something in PR with her because she's in marketing. I think it's genius. And if they didn't think of it and they're listening to Juicy Scoop now, the fans want it, apparently.
Absolutely.
According to the New York Post. And so do I. And I might start watching Emily in
Absolutely.
Paris if
she's
Kim
like,
Cattrall joins.
I don't need these old bitches. Put me on a Netflix show with all the young kids. And oh, my God. That's what I want. Because I was telling my friends
I'm hopping on a train tomorrow with a baguette between my thighs.
Oh, Samantha loves a good train.
Yes. Haven't you ever had sex on a train before?
You can put anything in my caboose.
Something about the vibrations. Just so it's happening.
That would be amazing.
It's happening.
Speaking of Ghislaine Maxwell will be joining Sex and the City as well.
Now, Ghislaine did get found guilty of five of the six charges, and I have to say, at a certain point, I was very nervous that this would not happen.
Why?
Just some of the things about the trial were making me nervous, the things that the judge was not allowing in. But I think it's so that the prosecutors really kept it clean so that they, you know, one of the things is the black book. They didn't share her black book.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was interviewing this woman, her Instagram, Ivy Farms, she's great. Follow her. She really covers this very detailed. She said, I think because – well, what I think now is – there, so what that if they were going to bring up these other people? If they're not on trial, why messy it up? I don't think it was necessarily to protect them. I think it was like, let's just get her. And the it was all really based on the testimony of these women that are now like 40 that were trafficked and everything when they were between the ages of 14 and 17.
From the documentary that they, those women,
it was,
from the Epstein documentary?
It's from like the 2004, 2007 days. Mm-hmm. This was a really long time ago. And so I think, so now everyone's like, what's going to happen with these guys? Is she going to now share the Black Book? Is she going to now point out these things? And I think that it's going to be very hard. She could do a tell-all, I guess, or do interviews from prison. But I don't think she – I don't know that she will. But I also think there nothing's going to happen to these men because the testimony of these girls, even if they had sex with these powerful men – is a 14-year-old girl, did she know that she had sex with the head of Morgan Stanley? No offense to Morgan Stanley. I'm throwing that out there. But, I mean, powerful men.
Prince Andrew.
She might have not known what Prince Andrew looked like.
Yeah.
Like, how does a 14-year-old in 2007 know who Prince Andrew was or anybody else that's powerful or even really powerful men that aren't even the least bit famous? But a 14-year-old wouldn't know that. So even if they have experience, they don't know who these men were. So I don't know that they're going to ever go after all these powerful men because it's so long ago and it's, I don't think there's any real evidence. What do you think?
I think that Ghislaine Maxwell did not kill herself.
You think she's going to be killed in prison?
I hate being dark, but I honestly think she's going to be should be silenced. And I hate saying that, so morbid, especially in a new year. But I think there's too much power and too many players of power. I mean, I obviously would love her to be like point fingers and whatever. I think it all needs to come out. I think it's time and I think it's sad, but I think someone's gonna shut her up. I think that's what happened with Epstein.
At this point.
Oh, he hanged himself in prison.
If I was Ghislaine, I would be like, okay, who do I need to tell? I'm telling
get
everybody.
It out. Get
I'm
it
telling
out.
Everybody because I think sometimes when you tell, like tell right away, you actually are saving yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because if she told on everybody and then something happens to her, they're going to go to the people that she told about.
Yeah.
So I would tell about everybody now to try to redeem yourself and hopefully – I don't know, make some penance for your sins so in the afterlife you're not living in hell.
Yeah, put me in a clear box like Hannibal Lecter.
Or like in You.
Yeah. Put me in a basement box.
Yes.
And so everyone can see where I'm at all times and be like, I'm ready to talk.
Yes.
Grab the people. Let's get this party started.
Let's do a live stream.
Play some Pink, even. Yeah. You know, get the party started on a Sunday night. Yeah, why not? Get it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's – I mean, I would be afraid if I was her, be like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah, I don't really know how it worked. I don't know that she ever had an opportunity to share more about other people that would have helped her case anyway. I don't – you know, did she say no in the beginning or did they just go, we're just going to try, or the defense the whole time, we're just going to try to just make these victims' stories be uncredible. Mm-hmm. That was really their whole defense. It's so long ago. It's not for sure. Try to get the jury to think that it wasn't beyond a reasonable doubt. Well,
I'm not saying, you know, I think she's trash. I'm not going to lie. You know, I mean, good for her to like confess. But I mean, at the end of the day, she's trash. She's garbage. She was having like three ways and stuff with all these young girls too.
Oh, no, she was totally involved.
She's trash and a trash fire. And I want her to, you know, go away forever. But at the same time, I do. It's like, I think
I want some real answers.
I want some, like, justice. Like, give me the names.
I want some answers.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's been so much that we've heard about who's been on the flight logs. And then you see all these names and you're like, these aren't real names. This didn't really happen. But you know that there are enough people that really did participate. Who are those people?
One of them was some of them were former presidents.
Right.
Like, give me those. Like, there's pictures with all them.
Right,
and I'm
there's pictures and all that. But I want to know, is there any real
evidence
of them having actual sex with these women that were sex trafficked through Ghislaine and Epstein? Was it? Or were they just being surrounded by pretty girls in part? Like, what was it?
Yeah.
You know? So we'll soon find out. Yep. But this happened. Page Six said Prince Andrew's lawyers were locked in emergency talks overnight after Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted in New York for recruiting and grooming underage.
2022 is already so juicy. I mean, my God. Of course, because remember there was that picture with the girl.
Yeah, that Virginia, the main girl.
And the interview. Do you remember the interview? Yes. They interviewed him and he was like, oh. Yeah. I'm like, oh, God, the crown cannot save you.
And then, of course, there's a photo that was in the trial of Ghislaine and Epstein at the Queen's cabin.
Shit.
And sitting on the throne and all this other stuff. Oh. So they're very close to Andrew.
But he doesn't know them and doesn't know how they got there.
Yeah, never, and doesn't sweat at night.
No, and doesn't sweat at night and doesn't have a micro penis. Was that part of it too? He looks like he has a micro penis.
I just thought he was sweating, I think. He was saying, I'm not a sweater. Also, Elizabeth Holmes.
Who?
Single Drop of Blood.
Yeah.
That is the girl who came up with the, got all these investors and all these people and all these companies and all these people to believe that with a drop of blood, you could know if there's any disease you have.
Right.
And she, the documentary and the way she talks.
Oh, right.
She wore a turtleneck because she was very into, who's the famous guy that always wore the turtleneck?
Steve Jobs. Yeah.
She acted like Steve Jobs, and she'd be like, imagine if your uncle died of cancer. Well, mine did.
Che Diaz, is that you?
And with a little drop of blood. That's right. I don't know why I took such a deep voice. Because her voice wasn't like that.
Yeah,
her voice was like, but then she would do these TED Talks, and she'd wear, like, spread her legs and be like, with a one drop of blood, you can find out if your uncle has cancer.
God.
If I could have known that.
I could have saved my uncle.
So I talked to this guy who is, you know, up there in the Silicon Valley world and I said, what did you think about when people were investing in this? And he goes, I knew it was bullshit. A lot of people knew it was bullshit. He goes, but billionaires have a lot of money and they're like, whatever. And so it's 6 days of it and it's based on fraud. Did she consciously try to commit fraud in getting this money? I assume her defense is that she really believed this was real or could work.
Oh, yeah, the con could work, yeah.
That's the defense. Yeah. Or to believe that this blood thing could, I don't know how they're defending her, but it's been six days. She has since had a baby, I think got married to a son of a very wealthy family who are standing behind her. She's looking at up to 20 years.
Wow.
If she gets convicted. But it is the sixth day, so they're wondering if what that means. Nobody really knows what a long deliberation means or not. So how do you feel about Kanye has moved across the street from Kim in a teardown, a $4.3 million teardown? And what are your thoughts? Because I have thoughts on it.
I think this is terrifying. I think it's really scary, and I think it's – I don't know. I feel like if I was Kim, I would definitely, like, amp up security because I feel like this is, like, multimillionaire stalking. It is, right? I mean
we don't know if she's for it because here's the thing.
To be closer to the kids?
I think as –
or with binoculars watching you in the bushes – like with Pete coming home, you know?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I think she is for it. I don't think she minds it at all because here's the deal. She can never say she kept her kids from them, from him. And there, even though it's across the street, these properties are so large.
So big, right.
There's so much personal security that if Pete Davidson or anybody is coming in a car, in a black car, or being driven by someone through the gates, even if he was looking, he wouldn't know. He can't, like, literally look in their window. And then this way, as the kids get older, they do have the freedom to just walk across the street, see their dad. He can never come there, but she can be like, yeah, North, you could go over and play music with your dad or whatever. I know people that have done this.
Yeah.
They bought their ex a house close by or whatever because of that exact
thing.
Because
of the kids.
Just because the kids. And like, but But
not Kanye West, who's mentally unstable.
And has said over and over, I want to get my family back. So that's where it is a concern. But for other families, I think it's a really great thing.
Yeah.
But I also think because she is so wealthy, him across the street, whether it was across the street or down the street or in another gated community in Calabasas, even if it was another gated community in Calabasas, he would still be just as close, but it would be
yet so far away.
Yeah, yes. but it would also be then, okay, we need to adjust the kids to come. This way, they leave something, they want to stop by for an hour, they want to sleep at their own bed every night. Maybe that's part of it. Like, I want my kid to always have their own closet, everything at my house, but anytime they want to have a meal with their dad or go to their dad, they can go to their dad's. But they don't have to do that splitting the week and having two soccer uniforms and... You know, it provides it for that, but he is so unstable.
I guess.
That he's going to be there one day, Wyoming another day. Yeah.
And also, I don't want him to, weaponize the kids. You know, I don't want him being like, you know, if Kim's like, okay, kids, it's time to come home. And he's like, no, the kids are staying with me tonight. You know, it's like, wait, that's not what we agreed on.
There's no way that the kids are ever going to go there unaccompanied by some type of nanny, bodyguard, or both. There's no way she will ever allow that to happen. And I don't think that he will ever – I think he'll be fine with that too. He doesn't want to be like watching them like a hawk.
Oh, he's going to watch?
No,
he's going to watch.
But I don't think he'll fight.
He's going to have his little opera goggles up at the top and just –
No, but I'm saying when the kids come over, I think they'll always be accompanied by somebody.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's weird. I think it's weird.
I can't wait for when he gets a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. He's going to rub it in their face.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to be like, look, like, here's my new girlfriend, too.
Yeah.
Just make it gross.
And so New Year's Eve, we're recording this before New Year's Eve, but it's Miley Cyrus
and
Pete Davidson. Do you think Kim is going to, like, be in New York or anything?
No, it's already been recorded. They already recorded it, like... couple weeks ago.
Oh, it's not a countdown.
Yeah. No.
Well, I said yesterday that I thought Miley's brother, who is all tattooed up, Chase,
would
be a good match for Chloe.
Oh, bless.
And now there's even that connection. Now they're hanging out and friendly even.
Who, Chloe is?
No, but I mean, I'm making this happen.
Oh, you're making
Why
it
doesn't
happen.
Chloe hang out with Miley and Pete and Kim, and then Miley's brother comes over? Chris knows Miley's parents well. So I'm just looking for a white tattooed guy for Chloe. So
I mean, I'm sticking with Jack Skellington and Aaron Carter.
I thought Jack Skellington, I just thought he was with someone else, unfortunately.
No, I know he's with Sally, but I mean, we can fix that.
All right, well, we're trying. Here's your girl. We have not talked about this. A little bit of an older story.
Oh, yes.
But it's from a week or so ago. And let's talk about Demi Gelato serenaded a woke ghost with a grudge against men to help it overcome the trauma of sexism and even gets a standing ovation. I don't even understand.
I don't know where to, like, tear this story apart.
Please explain.
Now, as someone – I did an Instagram video or a TikTok when I was in San Francisco performing at this old theater because I feel like you can relate to when we do comedy concerts that we – Everyone's like, oh my God, what's backstage? Like, I bet it's glamorous. I bet it's so beautiful. But there are those times when we were on the road and there's like, you know, part of the ceiling's missing.
Yes.
There might have been a 1920s abortion on the dressing room table.
There could be two girls left in the walls.
Yes, mummified. Yeah. Just mummified women, mummified juicy scoopers, you know, in the walls. But so I was like, you know what, this I want the viewers to know what it's like being a comedy concerto. And so I was like, I'm going to try and see if I can serenade some ghosts while I'm in here. Now, it didn't work. No ghosts gave me a standing ovation, unfortunately. But I just – I need it to stop.
Okay.
I need it. I get exhausted.
But I don't understand what was happening. So the ghost was hated women or the ghost was woke?
The ghost was a woke ghost.
Okay.
Because I believe I am all for a woke ghost.
Okay.
I don't want this, you know, 18th century bigoted knight
Yeah.
You know, or a racist cowboy from the Old West telling me what I need to do with my life.
Got it.
Giddy up on out of here, John Wayne.
Yes.
But I love that she knows, they know it's a woke ghost with a grudge against men because men are what? Garbage.
Oh, so the ghost was a
ghost was a woman.
Who was woke.
Who was woke.
Who was pissed about her
before
life.
Before her time.
Because the world wasn't woke before she died.
You're getting there.
And so then Demi sang to her, and that got her to overcome her anger towards men, and the ghost then stood up and gave her a standing ovation.
And now the ghost is free.
And we know this because
Demi Lovato is mentally ill.
And told us this on her Instagram or?
Sure.
Okay.
While not eating sugar.
And then did she shave her head before or after? Now she has a shaved head.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Which, who cares about a shaved head? That's kind of in right now.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I love a shaved head. But like,
everybody's either wearing a wig or shaving their head. Exactly. So anything in between is out.
Take your pick. Moderna, Pfizer, do them. Well, I don't care. Mix and match. Wig, shaved head, switch it up. I mean, but also, I need to see this video footage. I don't know if this was on the special of like Demi Lovato's Haunted A-Rides or whatever, but like, which should be a show.
Yeah.
But, I need the EVP. You know when they have like the electromagnetic?
Right.
Like I want to see like a Victorian ghost just standing up and being like, thank you. My
come
story.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like at Disneyland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come back.
Mm-hmm. Give me the Hatbox ghost. Give me the bride in the Haunted Mansion. All of that. That's what I want. I want Demi Lovato in the Haunted Mansion singing. That's what I want.
All right, well.
But this is too much. Sit out.
It's all good. Arnold.
Oh, my God.
And Maria
what
Shriver
happened?
Finally divorced after 10 years. It's finalized. It was never finalized. This is one of my favorite Juicy Scoop history stories of all time, and that is where he impregnated his live-in housekeeper.
Yeah, we talked about this last time, I think.
It's my
yeah.
favorite story. Anyway, they finally are divorced now. I don't know what took so long, but he and the son completely hang out and get along.
Yeah, because he looks like him, right?
Yeah, and he likes to work out and stuff. But anyway,
I know. Good for them.
Also, divorce. A little bit more on this. I just update you. So, Meghan King Edmonds married Joe Biden's nephew. They married after 5 weeks of dating. They got separated after 75 days of being
like 2 months
married.
Or something, three months.
And now the story is she's saying it wasn't the distance. Between the two of them, but people are saying it was that he was unaware of how much she'd be sharing their life on social media, and he pulled back.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sharing on Instagram.
Really is.
It's too much. Like, I don't need to know your everyday. I don't need to see what pasta you ate today. I don't need to see what hike you went on again. You know, it's just like, hey, guys, I know what you're all wondering. No, we're not. No one's wondering, girl.
My always favorite things is the big, you know, announcement that they're taking a break from social media.
Oh, yes. Hey, guys.
I just want to say, if you just want to go off social media for a month or so.
Do it.
We do not think that you died.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to be. Please don't bother with the police. Don't start producing a dateline. I'm just going off social media. Do you have to do that?
No.
There's some days where
I don't post anything,
and
I'm like,
even if you want to
totally
go
fine.
Off of it, you might decide you want to go on it earlier than when you said. Like, if you're like, I'm going to take 30 days off, and then, then on the 15th,
Demi Lovato,
yes,
it's the ghosts.
And then the 15th day, you decide something's inspiring you that you want to post or share or whatever. But then you told the world you're going to take 30 days off. You know, like the rehab for social media, just go off. It's okay.
Oh, my favorite thing is when people go, ask me anything.
Oh, like.
And I usually respond with, why are you doing this? And I've done that. And people always ask me, it gets a little sexual and stuff. And
so,
I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
That.
And she was the one who was on Orange County, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then she got pregnant.
Right.
And then she got divorced. And then she was like a tryout, right? Wasn't she like some sorority girl or something?
Kappa Gamma.
Kappa Gamma?
Oh. She's a Kappa Gamma.
She's a Kappa Gamma.
I think she was married to someone first. Then she got divorced. Then she got married to Jim Edmonds and was wife three or four. They had the three kids. Then she got divorced from Jim Edmonds after having a threesome. He went with the girl that was in the threesome. Then she had this other boyfriend for a while. It seemed like they liked to go hiking. And then she got this one.
Oh, wow. She's been rode hard, huh?
I mean, she's a cool girl and she's a good mom. But yeah, this is not to be on the third divorce.
Yeah, but like, when social media like ruins your 3-month marriage.
I didn't think she even posted that much about it. I follow her. I don't know.
But he's also a Biden.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably like, hey, like, stop talking about everything.
I mean, he's not technically a Biden. His mom is the sister to Joe Biden.
What's his name? Cuffy?
That's his last name because it's the mom.
Oh, Cuffy Biden.
Yeah, his uncle is Joe Biden.
He looks like his first name would be Cuffy as well.
He's pretty cute.
He's like, yeah, he's...
And he's an attorney, but I don't know if he's practicing or... I don't know.
He's a hot hippie Biden.
But I want to hear more about it. So this girl, Noella, is divorcing Sweet James, the attorney that you always hear about.
Oh, with the billboards around town. Sweet James, who has like a dungeon in his basement, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so they have just been revealing everything on social media. The latest is that she blocked him now on social media after she revealed this $2 million. So she said she did get $2 million in the divorce, but that is just not enough.
Wow, what a Sweet James.
To live in Orange County.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah, so there we go with that. It was a little updates. Armie Hammer.
Oh.
Big story from the year since we're recapping. Mm-hmm. He's back. He was supposedly was doing 9 months of all kinds of rehab. Hope he got his COVID shot at the same time.
Yeah, how not to eat people. That's a good rehab.
Yeah, it was for sex and drugs and eating meat.
Cannibalism,
And he was poolside with his kids.
Good.
In Caymans, where his wife basically lives. She's got these bakeries.
His ex-wife? Elizabeth.
Yes.
I know her. She's very sweet.
How do you know her?
Oh. Just her. She's a Texas girl. We're both from the same town, hometown.
I guess she's fine with him being in the kid's life and everything.
Yeah,
and
she's wonderful.
I think she is playing along with the – because regardless of if he ever makes another movie or not, his family still has a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, it's hard to raise kids on cupcakes.
I mean, does he see them as them as kids or does he see them as snacks?
Do we think he'll ever come back and do movies again?
No. I don't know.
I feel like nobody gets officially canceled.
I feel like, because I'm like, we're bringing back Louis C.K. and his, like, Sorry comedy concert.
Yes.
I think, I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Because I keep thinking about all the comics and entertainers who've been canceled in the past 2 years.
Kevin Spacey's pretty much done, but he's older.
Yeah, he's got his Oscar. Like,
yeah. And there, so we'll see.
I know. I'm glad he's actually like getting help, though.
And also the women that were involved in all of this, I don't know where their case is and where their truth lies and everything. So we'll see. But this got a lot of trouble. David Foster, who's married to, what is her name again?
Catherine McPhee.
Yeah, Catherine McPhee.
Oh.
She had his baby.
Yeah.
She's the fifth wife.
Yes.
And she
knows it.
And she was leaning back and looking very thin. And mm-hmm. he wrote, "What baby?" Meaning, like, she's so skinny now after having her baby.
Oh, I love that he put the little musical thing in front of it.
Oh.
"What baby? My wife had a baby, but did she really?" Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's a little gross?
People thought it was gross. I mean...
Like, oh.
I mean, it's a slow news day, so we have to, like, make stories out of a comment that someone did on their wife's post. But, I don't know. I mean, she looks really good. I mean, she's fit. A lot of people do get really fit after they're allowed
to. He doesn't give a shit. What?
I mean, I have a friend who was at like that fancy Santa Barbara hotel, and they were both there, and he was dead asleep, and she was like with her friends, and that's what happens when you marry someone that's 33 years older than you.
She knows.
You get your baby. You get your nannies.
Yeah.
He plays a little piano with the baby and then goes, "What baby?"
Yeah, he's got like 10 kids or whatever. Yeah. Oh, no.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, no. I thought that was Vin Diesel.
You know, he got a lot hotter. Okay. This was him before in 2003. And now, all these years later, he's like fit. He's gotten, I think he's, you know.
This is his 10-year challenge.
I would hope if you have that much money, you have a trainer, you have some protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
You are working out, and he is back with Sanchez. What's her name?
I don't know.
The girl that he was having the affair with, Lauren Sanchez. Used to be like a host and everything. She also flies helicopters. Yeah. Anyway, they're back together.
God, thank God.
And just living their life and good for them.
He looks like he's in the Amazon Prime of his life.
Love it.
Oh, Abu Dhabi.
Paris Hilton tells a fan why she's unable to see the House of Gucci because she says, I'm on my honeymoon on a private island.
God, I'm so glad she informed
us. Did you ever see House of Gucci?
No, we talked about it last time I was here. I still have not seen it, and I kind of don't care. Everyone
just
says it's boring.
Is there any movie like Austin? This is Christmas time is always the time back in the day that I used to get all the DVDs.
Yeah.
From Writers Guild and SAG to watch all these movies
Very
and make
wasteful.
Sure that you're up on it before the Oscars. Now, of course, they don't send DVDs anymore, you know. But I haven't even got, like, mail with, like, hair. Like, watch
hair?
This. No, like, here. Like,
you haven't got mail with hair in it?
Click on this link or something.
Yeah.
And
because it's all available now.
I guess it's all available.
It's all there.
Is there anything we're supposed to see?
I mean, I still Don't Look Up is great.
Okay.
Look Up is so much fun.
Okay, so that I should see.
Yes, Don't Look Up.
Else?
I still want to see West Side Story because that's Spielberg. And then, Olivia Colman's movie, Maggie Gyllenhaal directed it, called Lost Daughter or something like that.
What's that about?
It's something sad. I need a good sad winter film. Maggie Gyllenhaal wrote and directed it.
Is it about a drug addict?
Maybe.
I feel like it is.
I don't know. But it's supposed to be like really, really sad. And I'm like kind of here for it. But I don't.
I've never been so out of touch with like Oscar contenders in my life.
Here's the thing. This is the most Paris Hilton excuse ever. It's like if you were like, hey, Justin, have you seen House of Gucci yet? I'm sorry. I'm on my honeymoon on a private island. Oh. Like, not like, oh, I haven't seen it yet because I'm lazy or I don't want to see it. It's like, I just have no internet on this private island that I'm on. Good for her.
Good for her. Katy Perry lactates beer at a Vegas concert. My Corona not so set list. So I guess.
What? What's my Corona not on set list?
I guess she takes out her tit and pretends to be lactating Corona beer as like a funny COVID joke.
Oh, Corona beer.
As like a COVID joke.
That's funny. That's what we need because Corona beer jokes were like so 2020. Did you see any of the footage of this concert?
No.
Okay, let me tell you about it.
Please do.
We've got a mask. Oh, I didn't see that. That was a large mask. So she's like a shrunken woman on a set.
Okay.
Like everything's big and gigantic, right? And I guess that's what you do when you have no Grammys.
Ooh, ouch.
But I'm just saying, she gets up there and sings The Greatest Love of All, a Whitney Houston song. She's in a keyhole, like there's a keyhole cutout with a light coming through it, and she's got the rainbow stairs.
Okay.
And she's up there and she's like, because the greatest love of all. It's not good. I'm just saying it. I'm not giving you a pass just because you're Katy Perry. You can't sing a Whitney Houston song. Okay?
Got it.
Going into California Girls, which I thought was one of her best songs of all time. You know, it was kitschy, cotton candy, California candy canes or whatever, the suckers, whatever.
Yes.
She has a giant toilet bowl built with gigantic toilet paper rolls that she climbs up.
Oh, we're on to toilet paper jokes still?
Oh, yeah. But wait, Heather, there's more. A giant puppet turd comes out of the toilet, and it's like, I know a place where the grass is really greener. And she's sitting on the toilet paper, and she's like, ah, whoa, this shit stinks. Now, I'm like, are you talking about your show? Or this little number you're doing.
I am so glad I had this topic and that you know everything about this.
Girl, that's why I'm here.
So wait, who is going to...
This is her Vegas residency.
What hotel do you know?
Probably.
Oh, I know it's that new hotel.
I was going to say Hard Rock.
No, I think it's that other one.
It's not. It's the one where
resort.
They all go. It's where they go to. It's where like Lady Gaga.
It's called
Gaga
the resort.
Yeah.
Like a real original name.
Yeah. But yeah, she's doing this like whole. I mean, look at her. She just looks tired.
Ugh.
I mean, her costumes are great. Yeah, of course, everyone wants to see it. I don't know. Like, I mean, sure, people are going to go check it out, but it's like just Google Katy Perry toilet bowl.
All right.
And there's a
I'm
giant
down.
Puppet poop.
Let me see what else I want to talk about. So Britney Spears is planning a career comeback.
Did I not call this?
I see. I've heard. I don't think that she is.
She probably isn't. But let's dream. She's free. I've been doing this. I'm like, ever since she's been free, I want a career comeback. Apparently she's already like shopping around with producers or like writers looking for songs to sing. I need an angry Britney.
I'm down for her recording music. I don't know that she should like go on the road again.
No.
But anyway, I did an entire TikTok about the brown rounded, shoe. Sensible mm-hmm, shoe. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Looks like a pump. Feels like a sneaker. And I did the TikTok and I put it out there and a lot of Britney fans were like,
kill
she
yourself.
Has other shoes. She wore some red boots the other day. Then she's must be following me because then she switched to these darker brown or black pumps that are a little bit of a pointed toe. And so she does all these clothing changes and they're back.
I know.
She did look, they're back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't match one outfit. They are her most comfortable shoe, people. That's just it.
Yeah.
I think this weird trying on clothes thing, they're awful outfits. They're like cheap dresses. Mm-hmm. They're not cute.
This
they
is
aren't
that
accessorized
cottage
well.
Cottage couture.
This was all one thing together, you know?
I know, and I think I'm ready to, like, move on from the Britney Spears costume changes. Like, it was fun. It was a cheerful cry for help.
Yeah.
But now it's like we need more content. I need free, emancipated content.
Yes, I agree. Let's do something new in 2022, yeah. Girl. This girl is just as weird. This is Farrah Abraham's mom.
Who? Farrah Abraham, the teen mom?
Yeah.
The weird lady?
Her mom. Mm-hmm. Is almost as weird as Britney Spears on Instagram.
Really?
Her name, if you just want to look, you will die. It's D Danielson 1. So mm-hmm. D, then Daniel, and then S-E-N 1. And she sings and dances. She's like 64.
I'm in.
It's so bizarre.
She's verified.
But it is... It's not that weird. It's not that different. Look, she's got the weird shoes.
Yeah.
It's not that far from what Britney does.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
This is Britney's future. Oh, don't care what you say. I'm in love with me.
Yeah. There you go. J-Lo and Ben were seen wearing matching jackets, mm-hmm. matching beige clothes, which is the kiss of death.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to be together throughout the rest of the year?
Yeah.
I mean, you think they're going in for the long haul?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're both, like, comfortable. I think this is the settle.
Yeah.
This is the settle. I mean, if she's got to look at that Phoenix back tattoo.
She doesn't have to look at it.
She doesn't have to look at it.
I mean, she doesn't.
They're
done with sex. She's like, lay on your
back.
They're
not done with sex.
No, I'm saying once they have sex, uh-huh. she's like, lay on your back.
Let me take control.
Go in your shower. I go in mine. Yeah. I don't have to look at it.
Yeah. I think they're cute. I think this is they're in the long run. What is this?
This slender model mm-hmm. went on TikTok and revealed that in order to get jobs, she has presented herself as actually a plus sized model and she puts on a fat suit.
They hire her skinny so she'll have a double chin.
Oh, they hire her skinny so she doesn't have a double chin, and then they put her in a fat suit so that she can wear the plus, so she can model the plus size clothes.
The model says she was exposing a secret from the modeling industry and showed how she transformed into a plus size model. Well, who are you? I'm going to go Ghislaine Maxwell on this.
Okay, what does
call
that mean?
Call out the companies.
Yes.
Call out the advertisers. Call out the campaigns.
Right.
Who's doing this? Don't be like, this is what I have to do. I have to make myself look big to be a plus. Who's making you do this?
And also, I guess you're done with this now because no one's ever going to hire you again.
No one's ever going to hire you again.
Yeah.
I have two photos in my hand and you are not one of them. So
yeah.
get
so
out of
if
here.
You're gonna, yeah. You're right. If you're going to tell,
yeah.
then just say it.
Yeah.
Say the people that are saying, we're not going to hire actual
plus
size models.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm a model, and I'm going to tell you how to lose your job in one TikTok. It's like, what?
But, I mean, you agreed to, you know, well, I get it. Like, you think you're going to model, and then they're like, now put on this suit and this outfit because we want to show off the plus size, and we don't want to hire a plus size model?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's wrong with
yeah,
them?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so that, this is what she said. They actually prefer to hire thinner women as opposed to actual plus size models because they still want the neck and the face to look really slim and sharp. It doesn't just create unrealistic standards, but impossible ones. Well, I'm glad she's coming out with
it. It's going to be impossible to book another modeling gig after this.
So, Justin, what do you have upcoming in the new year besides your great podcast, Glitter and Garbage?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I will be at the Hollywood Improv on the 8th of January. I will be back on the road with Jim Jeffries, I believe. I'll be in Orlando and Tampa the second week in February. And yeah, it's just getting back to a new year with you and all the wonderful Juicy Scoop friends I've made this past year.
So beautiful.
Yeah, so much fun. And yeah, hopefully got some good things coming.
So everyone follow Justin Martindale and see me at the Tempe Improv. Thank you. And don't forget to come see me at the Tempe Improv this February 4th and 5th. Go to heathermcdonald.net for tickets.